This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Arabs and the Muslim leaders have finally decided to throw a party. I'm sorry, it's called a summit. After years of contemplating over the mysteries of the universe or their own political drama, they thought, why not gather around and chat together about the ongoing situation in Palestine and the demolition derby that's happening in Gaza? And in a stroke of genius, they decided to spice up the summit by inviting a guest star, none other than an Arab leader who has an experience of turning his own country into a mess and rocking up a high score in the innocent civilian casualty game. He came along to discuss peace and justice in the Middle East. Now, I want you to picture this summit as a painfully repetitive comedy show. Well, they have been recycled more times than your own grandma's wedding ring. No one is laughing anymore. But hold on, here's the punchline. They have decided to meet over a month after the dust had settled from the chaos in Gaza. It's like showing up very, very late to your own tragedy. But on the other hand, the Arab news, how I love it. They have declared that this summit is the ultimate cure for all the regional troubles, promising peace and security for the next 50 years. Grab your popcorn, guys. Fast forward to this epic summit with 57 Arab and Muslim leaders. Drum roll, please. They proudly presented 31 groundbreaking decisions, all neatly wrapped in the form of stern condemnation. That's the sound of gratitude. We really appreciate what you've done. So they're basically offering condolences like they're going out of style. Over 12,000 martyrs later, and it's still raining and pouring condemnations from 57 Arab and Muslim leaders. Well done, guys. Seriously. Now, the burning question, why these 57 leaders have waited for over a month to meet? It's like throwing a party and forgetting to invite the guest of honor until it is too late. After 12,000 martyrs, 30,000 injuries, 1.5 million people displaced, 200,000 homes were flattened, 250 schools were bombed, 90 governmental buildings were destroyed, 71 mosques and 3 churches were shelled, and more destruction to a nation that has never been experienced to any other group of people on the face of planet Earth. And our leaders, they were still thinking when to meet. But anyway, the summit was concluded on 11th of November. Congratulations, we're waiting for the response. 10 days later, we're still waiting for a response. Where is the response? There's still no response. We are seriously waiting for a response. 57 countries, 57 Arab and Muslim leaders. We're still waiting for a response. Or maybe they've planned the timing just right, giving Israel a window to finish what they have started, flattening Gaza. And who needs aid anyway? Maybe that too was part of the grand plan, preventing AIDS from reaching Gaza. And if that's the case, my brothers, my sisters, and everyone, then it seems like the occupation is not only limited to Palestine, if you know what I mean. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أنا نهلي أنا فديهم أنا دمي فلسطيني 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 أنا دمي فلسطيني على أرضي تلاقيني أنا نهلي أنا فديهم والله أنا دمي فلسطيني 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 أنا دمي فلسطيني